Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome, everybody. Nice to have you with me today. As always, a great show. So settle in. Kick your shoes off. Put them up on the couch if you like. And tell me, how does that make you feel? Why do they always say that in movies? And, about psychotherapists, psychologists, psychiatrists. You know, say, how does that make you feel? That's all they say. Really? Ah, I see. There's gotta be more than that, but you know, I don't know. I'm a little more directive sometimes. I just kind of, some people don't like that. They just wanna dump. They just wanna talk. And rightly so. And that's what we're doing today. And that's what I encourage you to do. If you would like to call me here, we're talking about a lot of different things here. And I want you to suspend your belief system for a little bit today, because we're going to go I hate to use that word loosely, you know, like spiritual, but I like to call it the power of your mind and the power within, the higher power, and powers that we don't know about around us that may be influencing us. So I want you guys who are, you know, kind of hardcore into psychology and analysis, who always listen to me and who email me, and some of you who call me, to just suspend your belief a little bit. And we're going to be talking about many things that, may not be in your daily life. I have a lot of emails from people saying, I loved it when you spoke with more, quote, spiritual guests who had, an idea of some of the things that we don't know about in our lives, but they sure seem pretty real to me. So I'm doing that today, and I'm going to introduce you my guest in just a bit. But so let me tell you, if you want to call in and ask a question to my guest, who I'll introduce, Francine Vale, just a bit, you can do so 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Or, of course, what you can do is you can email me. If you are shy, if you don't want to get your voice on the air, give me a shout via text or via email. That's Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle at AOL.com. DocMichelle@AOL.com. Love to hear from you. So here's the thing. We're going to hear today from an author. Her book is amazing. It's a nice thick book, but most informative. And it talks about so many aspects of our lives. It's a personal journey that she shares with us about her lessons and her spirit guides, you might say, and also some of the things that she has learned in her life. She's also a healer. She has helped people truly, literally heal from what we would call fatal disorders, diseases, cancer. She is an amazing woman. I'm going to bring her up on the air right now. I'm going to let her introduce more of herself. So she's right here on the air. Francine, how are you, girl?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm happy to be here with you. Thank you.
So nice to have you too, sweetheart. I loved your book, man. It was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I've read all about you. Go ahead, honey.
What did you read about? I didn't hear.
Yeah, I've read all about you and your work, and you're a spiritual leader and a visionary, and you really are in touch with when you meditate, and we're going to talk about that. And you've really gotten some amazing messages and information to share, and this is what you're doing. By the way, Francine's book is called Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, and it is a really fascinating read, because it's about, and I want you to share this too, Francine, it's about your journey and your discovery of your life, lives, and your family, and how, you know, that affected you as well, and what you've learned from that. So it's awesome. Let me just ask you this, just right off the bat here, and this is the no-brainer question I ask everybody. What is the purpose of sharing this book with everybody?
The purpose of sharing the book was to help people understand about the power of love.
Hmm.
The power of love is what we are created from. It's what we thrive on, and when it's missing, we get sick.
Yes.
And we need, and when women especially, I work with men and women, of mm-hmm. course, but yeah. women, for some reason, just resonate really, really well with, we get ourselves into relationships and situations, mm-hmm. and we get sick, and what we haven't been taught, and which I have learned the hard way, is when you are not being loved, mm. you're missing the vital ingredient of life, and that's when you get sick.
Boy.
Just like babies who aren't yes. loved will not develop right, mm. will not thrive. So that's really what I wanted to share. And of course, I start out in the beginning, and I take you from the Alpha to the Omega to the most glorious place mm. of incredible unconditional love.
That's so beautiful, Francine. It's so true. And I look at your book, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, this is a very spiritual book. Yes, it is indeed. But it's quite scientific, actually, because, I mean, you're right. It is about our built into the human spirit is the need for love and the need to love, I believe, as you say.
Yes.
And
yes.
and this is what we thrive on. I mean, this is so true with all the studies on, you know, babies, and they are pure love and they need nourishment, and, you know, they're high intense survivors, and they pick up on vibes in their environment on how to survive, who loves them and who doesn't.
Yes, and what we lose track of is that even when we're adults, we still need to be loved.
Mm.
That love nourishes us and keeps us healthy and well. And it is the basis of life, I believe.
Wow.
Everything comes from love.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest problem in our world today.
Oh, boy.
Is we see the lack of love, and
yeah.
we can see how bad it can get.
Yes.
And
exactly.
You know,
it is.
Yeah.
It is difficult. It, you know, it really is. Just wanted to throw this out. I see a lot of patients who complain about not being loved in their early family, and they just don't feel worthwhile or worthy or anything, and they find it difficult to love others.
Yeah.
Although they have, yeah. we all have it within us, right, Francine?
I believe, and I know what I've been taught in the higher realms is that it's very simple. I do take scientific ideas and quantum physics and things like that and
yeah.
ground it into our everyday life.
Yes.
That's what I do. So we are, I've got your question. What did you say?
If, you know, it is hard to love others when we...
When we aren't loved
yeah,
ourselves.
Yeah.
So the hardest thing on this planet really is communication.
Yeah.
And we don't know sometimes that we are loved by our parents.
Mm.
They're busy. They're struggling with their own lives. They may not know how to express it themselves. It could be a family thing that the people in that family didn't express love. Or maybe they were orphans, such as my parents. I mean, everyone doesn't know how to express their love, but I can tell you and the audience, all of you who are listening,
yeah.
I do a lot of shamanic journeys. I've done many. And it's usually between someone who is here living and their departed loved ones. And the biggest sorrow is feeling that after your parents pass, that they may not have loved you, and you have to live with that. And when we communicate soul to soul during the shamanic journey,
mm-hmm.
it is the rarest thing. I don't think I ever came. I may have come across a few that were really difficult, but
yeah.
every single soul said that they loved their child mm-hmm. so much. But In one case, a mother was having an affair and she was sidetracked with her own life. In other cases, they were suffering from their, you know, bad marriage and other, there's always another reason.
Sure.
And they did love their child. They just didn't have the wherewithal, the ability to express it.
Sure.
And that one shamanic journey is so healing that another one is not necessary. That has been, generally speaking, the chink in a person's life. They could be in their 40s or 50s or 60s and
yes.
having believed all their lives that their mother or father didn't love them.
Yes.
Even in some cases where the father sexually abused them,
yes.
they discover that the father really loved them. They would say they apologized. They were off their path. They didn't understand. They were lost, whatever.
Yeah.
But the love is there. The love is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that here on this planet in third dimension,
yes.
it's hard to access.
Well, it
so
is.
So what I tried to teach in my book is to transcend all of that.
Yes.
To go beyond all of that and to see one another's light.
Mm.
And when we see one another's light, we can understand that that person that's in our life
yeah.
is a loving soul. And we can find the strength inside ourselves to help them open up and love them. Those of us who are aware and seeking have to be the ones that open up and open our hearts and give love to them
yes.
and teach them and help them. Yes. Someone's got to start it.
Yes.
You know, who
yes.
else is going to start that except people who are seeking and becoming aware?
Yes, it's so true.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so true. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Francine Vale. She's an author, spiritual leader, visionary. She does amazing work in helping people psychologically and physically. She has really worked intensely with people who have serious illnesses and helped cure them with her positivity, with her energy healing. She really is an amazing woman. Her latest book, which is a great read and most helpful, is called Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light. At the end of the show, I'm going to tell you how you can get a hold of her book get some insight into your own life. I love this kind of information because it really intertwines a lot of the psychological, practical with the spiritual, if you want to say it in that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yes. And I've always had friends who were psychologists and
yeah.
psychiatrists, and
yeah.
for some reason these people have always gravitated toward me toward them. And I wish, and I think it's happening,
sure.
that the idea of soul and spirituality
yep.
is starting to enter into psychiatric practice, the psychological practice. I think Dr. Brian Weiss
mm-hmm.
heralded that.
Yes.
And I do have some friends who are psychiatrists, and they are doing lots of spiritual work, blending it in
mm-hmm.
with their normal practice,
mm-hmm.
and it's so helpful. So going into people's past lives and
yeah.
using all kinds of different new modalities, it's really evolving.
Yes.
Psychiatry.
God, you are right. Hold on to that past lives idea. I just wanted to throw something out. You know, you said that the really important thing is to, even with abusive parents, even with parents who hurt us physically, sexually, oh my God, forbid, abused us, you know, that we have to learn to love. And, you know, it's such a practice as well in psychology for a lot of, you know, therapists like myself to say, I know you hate the abuser. I know you have pain. I know you've suffered and have a lot of scars and, you know, you project that onto other people, but you've got to take a look at who they are as beings and why they did what they did. And it wasn't, I mean, here's the old Goodwill Hunting line. It wasn't about you. It's not
yeah,
about
unfortunately,
you.
Right, we think it is about us and we
yes.
suffer because of that idea. But I'll tell you a very relevant, very quick story.
Love it.
Of how this plays out in real life.
Yeah.
I was working with a man who had prostate cancer.
Mm.
And in talking to him, you know, I don't say that I'm psychic at all, but
yeah.
when I'm doing healing work,
sure.
I get incredibly psychic. I
sure.
see inside the body, I see the past life, I see the child, I see it all. And I said to him, you know, before we proceed any further after today's healing work, I think it's really important that you do a shamanic journey and meet your father.
Oh, boy.
Because his father had been sexually abusive to him.
Ah.
And so he agreed. He was he was willing enough. I really admired him a lot. It was not easy for him. But he did agree. And so we did the shamanic journey. Mm-hmm. His father came through. He had several siblings, and they had all suffered.
Oh, boy.
And his father came through and apologized.
Wow.
And he was crying, and it was the most touching, most beautiful thing that you could imagine. And he was sincere, the father. He said he just didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
Well,
right.
This man, as soon as he came out of the light meditative state,
mm-hmm.
that he had to go into,
sure.
The first thing he did was call his brothers and his sister to tell them all what he had just experienced. They had all suffered.
Yes.
And they were all crying together. So, and then he was able to go on and heal from the prostate cancer. So this is how important it is, love and understanding. And even, you know, what happens a lot in families today, the father may not be able to express his love.
Right.
The mother has to intercede and explain to the children that daddy loves you.
Yes.
And daddy really does love you. And just tell them what they can get at their age so that they can grow up with an understanding that their father loves them, even though he may not be able to express it.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. My point is, someone has to intercede. Someone has to step in. Because I learned, I know this. There's not that much time. I'll go
to
the book that's at the end.
Yeah.
And I'm in. I used to visit quite a lot and be aware when I came back.
Yes.
A place I called the Crystal Library, which I never entered. I could look in through the doorway, but I never actually went into it. I would be in the anteroom, and the spirit guide would be there with a huge crystal volume. And when he opened this, inside there were etchings on the crystal, but when he opened it, a full-color hologram arose in the book.
Mm.
And that was my teaching for that visit.
Yes.
And what he taught me was, this is a scene that's going to unfold in your life. Either it was someone who was coming to me for healing, or I think most of them were about healing people, or it might have been something in my own life.
Mm.
He would then, at a certain point, be able to, which seems magical to us, but completely doable in the higher realms, insert himself into that hologram and show me how he uplifted that scene. And that was a teaching for me, that there are times when we stand by and we observe, and then there are the times that we must insert ourselves into the scene to uplift it.
Mm.
And we can't let things go by. And I have made that mistake myself when I was younger and shy and not able to express myself as well as I would if I was frightened.
Sure.
But I learned that you must insert yourself into a scene when you can tell your intuition is telling you something's wrong.
Mm.
Speak up, speak your truth, save the energy of love that's really there for everyone that's in that scenario.
Sure.
That's a very, very big, important teaching.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful, Francine. I wanted to talk about you know, your healing and how that works and how we can get in that mind state, meditate. And, you know, I just love the way you talked about once you shared the insight with that cancer patient about really his upbringing and how to love and forgive and really understand what was going on, then he could go ahead and heal. And, you know, it's when our stress hormones and our whole life orientation, our neural patterns are, I am not lovable, no one likes me, I have struggle in my life, this is terrible. You know, stress hormones really make us sick and lower our immune system, and here we go, we're ill.
I had experienced that quite a lot myself. Quite a lot.
My goodness.
I had a lot to transcend. So when I talk about this stuff, I myself have gone through it, and I have learned how to transcend it, and also at this point in my life, prevent it from coming into my life.
Oh, yes.
You know, I just stay away from people who I can see are going to cause me trouble. And the truth is that at this point, that many don't show up.
Yeah, exactly.
When I didn't know it and I was like a sitting duck, then they were all showing up and coming into my life. Now that I know better, only like really, really nice, wonderful, kind people are coming into my life.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful to kind of just, you know, be ready and open and focus on that's what I'm going to allow. And I think a lot of people have trouble learning how to draw boundaries and have an intuition about people who are not good for them, you know. But
and I think we all do have the intuition.
Yeah.
We all have it, but, you know, we don't pay attention to it or we make, you know, society teaches us, you know, silly things, you know, like till death do us part. Yeah, to death. When you die, it's because he killed you with all that stress, and then it's over.
There you go.
No, you can get out before that, as hard as it is. I learned the hard way, believe me.
Listen, you know, and on that note, can you share with the audience, you know, how some of the, as you call them, the psychic scars sort of hurt you in the lives of your family and some of the issues you had to deal with growing up and how you overcame them?
Well, it's a hard question.
Yeah.
You know, my children are adults and I don't want to invade their privacy.
Sure.
I can talk about myself.
Good.
That psychic scars left me feeling that everybody around me was better than me. Everybody knew more than I did.
Right.
Everybody could do things better than I could.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn myself. And starting in high school, I think, I began to really make that effort. I think maybe junior high when I was about 12. I remember writing in my diary that I had to become a better person.
Wow.
I was such a good, sweet little girl. And I was writing in my diary I had to become a better person.
Yeah.
But I made a conscious effort to watch myself, observe myself, and see how I could make myself, fashion myself into a woman that I could admire myself.
Sure.
And so I sort of, every night before I went to sleep, I would think about what I said and what I did and determine that the next time such a thing came up, I would answer better and more wisely. I would be more careful of the other person's feelings. I just had all this, you know, self correction thing going on.
Sure.
But still in all, I had the psychic scars, and I was in a family that loved me very much.
Aww.
But I was not the most important person in their lives. And so I had this psychic scar, I guess that's what you could call it, of thinking the answer of no was natural.
Yes.
And so I married someone who said no to everything.
There you go. That's all.
But it didn't matter what the question was or what I needed or what I wanted, the answer was no. And I dealt with that for a long time because that's what I knew.
That's right.
That's the only thing I knew, is that when it came to me, the answer was no.
Yep.
So it took me a long, long time to realize that I deserved to get an answer of yes. And I struggled with it because my way was to teach him, which was unteachable.
Yes.
So it really, it cost me a lot of years of my life. And I get emotional about it. That's why I like to help women. Because I know how hard it is for women. And when you have children and you're responsible and your kids and you want your kids to grow up with their fathers.
Of course.
You have all these different things pushing and pulling at you.
Sure.
But we are entitled to have the person that we love and supposed to love us say yes to us.
That's true. And I agree.
And so that was a major psychic scar that I lived with for a long, long time.
Well, sure. And thank you for sharing that and being candid. I sure appreciate that, Francine. That's so sweet of you to open up about that. But it is. It's really a tough situation. I want to have listeners understand that if you just called in, or do call in, actually, if you'd like, 323-203-0815. And if you just tuned in, we're talking to Francine Vale. She's the author of her latest book. It's called Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light. It's an amazing book. that really will help you discover your own journey towards, you know, your authentic self, as she calls it, and, you know, much, much more. A lot about how to gain love for others, forgive others, more wisdom, how to manage some of the pain caused by some of the folks out there who've hurt us in our lives, and just basically heal. It's a lovely book, friend. This was an undertaking. This was an amazing. This book is a huge, is a huge work, and I was just compelled, you know, by reading it, and we're going to be telling everybody how they can get a hold of your book at the end of the show and find out more about you and the healing that you do. You are a loving soul, I'll tell you. It's really my pleasure to be talking to you today.
Thank you. You know, about the psychic score, that while you're talking, I thought of something else that's very important on a practical level, is children carry the psychic scars of one parent not respecting or loving the other.
Oh, God, yes.
And parents think that sometimes if they're in an argumentative relationship, that they want their kids to know what the other parent, you know, is doing wrong every day. But it actually creates psychic scars because it's children's inclination to want to love and to love both their parents. And so it's really important for the health of the children, for the psychic health, psychological health of the children, to try to keep differences between mother and father between them, and not you know, put it on the children, because I tell you, children pick things up anyway. Even if you don't a child say anything bad about the other partner, a child could pick that up, and that creates a psychic scar. So we have to make every effort we can to let and allow our children to love both parents.
God, yes.
I don't know how we can avoid the children picking up psychically how we feel, but at least not to hound away against the other partner. That's not healthy for children.
You are so right, Francine. Well said. A while back, I had a couple. They had a baby, a little infant, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they would go at it. In front of the children, they would argue in their home and argue and over the stupidest things, you know, but they were stressed. I mean, they're raising a family, they have financial issues and this and that, but, you know, I would say, are you kidding me? These children are picking up on this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You've got to go somewhere, get grandma to babysit, get and talk this stuff out and practice how to learn to talk to each other and chill out, because these kids are every day they're getting affected. And the baby is picking up all those vibrations from you guys. That baby is
like,
exactly. And then the kids say things like, Daddy, are you going to leave mommy? You know, here comes the 5-year-old. Where'd that come from? You know, it's like, well,
you're only hurting the children. The children are the ones that suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
So, and there's enough in life for children to grow up with these days, you know.
God,
so it's as much as we can all manage it. It's not easy. I'm not saying turn a switch and that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
But to be consciously aware of it so that you can monitor yourself. That's important.
You're so right, Francine. And, you know, you encourage readers to discover what you call the eternal bliss of peace and how that peace within us promotes well-being. So how can we do this with all the craziness we have going on, the stress in our lives?
I know. Well, the first thing is turn off that TV.
There you go.
Stop filling your mind with all the negativity and bad things and imagery that they show us. And don't forget, there's subliminal imagery in films and all around. And some of these bad things they show, we shouldn't even be looking at it, because it just implants fear into our mind.
Exactly.
So I don't even have a TV at this point.
I
moved into a new place that people have to get used to. Sitting quietly with your own thoughts, quieting your thoughts. If an unpleasant thought comes into your mind, welcome it. And instead of letting it get you upset, speak to that thought and say, what is it that I need to learn from you? What is it that this experience, that this thought is teaching me?
Yes.
And then say thank you, bless it, and let it go.
Mm.
So that you practice and train your mind so that you can get quiet, you can get peaceful yourself, and it's something that grows and gets easier,
yeah.
and you learn how to discipline your mind. Mm. That is crucial. All my healing work, everything. If you said to me right now, your little toe is hurting,
aww.
While you are saying the words, my mind is disciplined to send healing to your little toe.
So,
and it doesn't have to be formal.
Yes.
It does not. People think if they didn't take a class, they don't know how to meditate, what's the trouble? They don't have to, or else they have to think they have to close the door for 20 minutes and no one can bother them. You can take 5 minutes of meditation.
Yes.
You can take 3 minutes. If I'm in a taxi here in New York and the taxi driver makes a wrong turn, I know that's going to cost me time and money. I start to meditate right away because otherwise I get carried away and get upset with that poor taxi driver who, you know, just didn't know any better. So we can train our minds to keep us calm.
Yes.
And we're in charge.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We're in charge of our own lives. If
yes.
we only take that authority and self-empower ourselves to be that.
Yes. So you think we give up a lot of, our own power to other people? Is that what you're feeling?
I definitely we do.
Yeah.
Definitely. When I was getting married, we know things
yes.
that no one else knows about yeah. what's good for us.
Yes.
And so I was getting married. I was only 18.
Wow.
And my mother-in-law-to-be was driving me crazy.
Oh.
There was nothing I could do that would please this. I was
oh,
only 18
dear.
Years old,
oh.
for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And there was nothing I could do or buy for my trousseau that pleased her. And she criticized everything. And guess what? This young man that I was so crazy in love with and just wanted to be with, and
yeah.
I was so dying away to be with him.
Sure.
He listened to his mother. So so I said to my mother, you know what? I don't think this is a good situation for me. I was kind of independent at that point in my life.
Sure.
Which I lost after I got married. But
right.
I said to my mother, Mom, I don't think I can go through with this wedding. She's ruining my life. She's ruining the relationship. It's not
yeah.
good. And my mother said, Francine, what's wrong with you? Everything is going to be fine. He loves you. You love him, and on.
Right.
Just don't worry about it. So I went ahead and married him, and I did love him with all my heart.
Yes.
But I had to put up with that dynamic, which was very, very stressful, very hurtful, and it put me down a lot.
Sure.
It kept me from experiencing joy in life, because that never ended, that I couldn't do anything right. I was, in fact, very capable of doing everything right.
Right.
But this interference kind of ruined my life.
Aww.
So I knew better than my mother
yes.
what was good for me.
Oh, well, that's right.
It didn't stop me from loving my mother,
sure.
and I understood her. She wanted
yes.
me to get married.
Of course.
But I'm saying no matter what it is,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter. We have to have the authority of our own intuition.
Yes.
And we know when something isn't good for us, and we know when it is good for us. And if we don't know, then that's where meditation comes in, when we get clear in our own mind.
Right.
We can take advice. I'm not saying not to take advice.
Right.
Definitely take advice from other people.
Yes.
Put it together and then see how you feel about it.
Yes, exactly, Francine. Good point. And learn how to tap into that kind of state. And we'll talk a little bit about that, too, in just a bit. We have a caller on the line who would like to ask you a question. Shall we take it?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Hi, you're on the air with Michelle and Francine Vale. Who's this?
Hey, Francine and Michelle, this is Nathan.
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I love your show so much. I'm an avid listener. And
thank you.
Francine, I love everything that you've been saying. Your story is very inspiring. And I've already Googled Song of the Heart, and I'm definitely going to pick up a copy.
Good. Good, good, good.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you. Thank
Did you.
You
have a question?
Yes.
Francine?
I was just wondering, I wanted Francine's take on the law of attraction. You know, we're familiar. You've read, you know, The Secret. There's a lot of, up-and-coming information in today's new age world that revolves around the idea of, you know, creating our own reality. Francine, can you just expand and explain to me a little bit more? You just sound like you would know a lot more about it.
You know, thank you for asking that question. That's really a very important question that a lot of people are confused about. And here's what it is. If you read a little bit about quantum physics and some of the studies that have been done, what you learn is, in ordinary English, is where we are resonating is what will resonate with us. Mm. And what if something is resonating on a higher level than us and we stay in that proximity, we will raise our frequency to match that one. So it's not about asking for something and then expecting to attract it. It's about putting ourselves into a higher frequency so that we attract others of that higher frequency, and then our lives start to flow better. So that, in other words, if we are in contentious relationships where there's lots of arguing, some families just like to argue a lot, aunts, uncles, extended families, and there's always arguing, that's who you're going to attract into your life, are other people who argue a lot. Mm-hmm. Say you don't want to argue, you say, what am I doing with all these people who are arguing? But you're with them, so you're constantly thinking that way, how to get your word in and how to get them to understand you, and blah, blah, blah. That is, you're going down to their level. That their frequency is on a lower level, but not only that, it's so strong that it doesn't let you rise up. So you have to disengage from that, go where the frequency is higher, and allow yourself to rise up. And that can happen through studies, through going to retreats, through finding spiritual teachers, through books of spiritual teaching or classes, going within meditation. Read my book. People tell me that I get emails every day, more than one a day, how they find themselves resonating at a higher frequency when they put that book down after it's finished.
Beautiful.
So you can raise your frequency, and then good things that you always wanted start to come into your life. You know, like I said before, now that I'm at this place, the only people that present themselves to me are people that are kind, compassionate, loving, and good. I no longer have that lower energy that wants to take me to task over every word, or not only that, but you know, look upon one another with jealousies and things like that. You know, so we have to really climb out of that and make that effort through our own seeking to raise our frequency. I don't think it's so much about the red car. You know, I know it's an example, but it's not so much about materialism. It's about the soul and where we are, how we live our lives, you know.
Yes, exactly. Beautifully said. Nathan, you're a great caller, and I thank you so much for asking, Francine. What a good question. And that was a beautiful answer.
really
thank you.
That definitely opened my eyes to a whole new understanding. And I'm like I said, absolutely going to be picking up a copy of your book and practicing this.
Thank you. And Nathan, stay in touch with me. On my website, there's my email address. Let me know how you are when you're reading. You know, stay in touch, and you will find what you're looking for. I promise you that. I'm feeling it, and you will.
You're a young person,
You're actually there. I mean, you're almost, you know, where you want to be. You're there. Don't worry. Feel good. Be in joy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I can't tell you the feeling that puts in my heart, truly.
All right, Nathan. Well, bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
Bless you guys.
Take good care.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, honey.
Thank you so much, Francine. Bless you guys. Have a great day.
Yes, blessings. Blessings, Nathan.
I love that, don't you?
That was good. Yeah, I was getting a little nervous before a last question. How am I going to know what the answer? And somehow it just works.
It does. Well, it does. Well, you're so inspirational, you know. By the way, in case you just tuned in here today on the couch, I'm talking with Francine Vale. She's the author of her latest book. It's amazing. It's called Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light. And, you know, Francine has done so much to help others. She's an author, spiritual leader, visionary. She helps people really, you know, get in touch and meditate and learn how to forgive and love. And also, there's a lot of this in your book, Francine, about, and a lot of people don't believe in it, but whatever I say, whatever, is sort of get in touch with past life experiences. And also, I really like the part, and may I just say that a lot of people who I see in my practice, one of their biggest fears, Francine, is death. And they, oh my God, I'm sick. I fear that I don't want to leave my children, and I don't want, I love being here, but I, you know, what do you have to say about that? Is there something beyond?
There is no such thing as death. That is the most important thing to know. That's what we believe here in third dimension, where we are covered by the veils of reality, true reality. This is an illusion. It's a real illusion, but it's an illusion, and it's here for us to learn. So we have past lives because when we are here, it seems to us like a finite period of time, but it's actually our soul embodying a physical vessel. The soul, once it's created, is eternal because it comes from Source. It comes from infinite intelligence. It comes from the light, which is intelligence and sound vibrations. That's what we are. Once we're created, that's it. We're created forever.
Wow.
We're created forever. Yeah. What I have learned is the only thing that can destroy a soul is a nuclear explosion. So that's how dangerous nuclear weaponry is. But the soul is an eternal light and life force. And so when we're here, it's only that we're in third dimension for a certain period of time. When we pass, I don't even use the word death anymore. I use the word pass. When we pass over into the higher realm, our soul rises up into a higher realm. The body is useless. When anyone who's known a loved one who's passed, you're looking at their body, and you know it's not them. It doesn't even look like them anymore. It's not animated. It's not them. They're not there. They're not there. And so there is really no such thing as death. It's a continuum. Why does someone die when they still have children to bring up? We each have a program for our life to teach us on a soul level, to teach all the people that we interact with on a soul level, everyone. Naturally, the ones that are closest to us are the ones that have the hardest lessons to learn. That's why we're together. And so the program for a person's life, which many of us have seen in our families, I have seen it. My father was orphaned. His mother died when he was two. Why did she die and leave him and his sister? He had a program. He had a soul that wanted to experience certain things. And so in order to have those experiences, he had to become motherless. His mother had a program of coming in just to bring her children into the world. And I don't know her exact program. Actually, it's interesting that we're talking about that now. I never really understood or looked into her program. But we each have a program, and we're all intricately connected to one another. So it's never about blame. It's always about forgiveness, because if we don't forgive, we're not hurting someone else. We're hurting ourselves. A lot of people even get angry at the person who died. Believing them. And it's useless. It just creates illness within ourselves. So there is a program. It all works out. After we pass, we are in a better place, truly. Where there is no pain, there is no sickness. All is joy. And wherever we are, we're with loved ones and separated. So even in the higher realm,
yes,
our soul is looking down on the ones that we left.
Yes.
That translates into this. Our loved ones, our parents, grandparents, children we may have got to get lost, other mm-hmm. people in our lives,
yes,
they are with us because they are now with other people who have passed over, but they are still with us through the power of love, and they're
oh, yes.
watching over us.
That's beautiful.
And when we think of them, they
beautiful.
Come closer.
Yes.
So
that is
this
a beautiful,
is really very important teaching.
Yeah, it is a very important teaching, and it is. It's our consciousness connects with them. And you know what? We do have a hard break coming up soon with the CBS News folks, but Francine, I want to thank you. Can you tell folks how to get a hold of your book and find out more about you real fast?
Oh, sure. Please visit my website, FrancineZale.com, and mm-hmm. Zale is spelled V as in victory, A-L-E.
Great.
FrancineZale.com. Mm-hmm. There's a direct link to Amazon, and you mm-hmm. can purchase it. Take a look at my website. I'm talking to you from my website as
yeah.
well for your well-being.
Yes,
and
it is.
Sending out a lot of love on my oh. website. And there's messages from the light beings
yes.
on the website as well.
Oh.
And stay in touch with me. If
yes.
you feel so inclined, please do. I answer everything myself.
Beautiful.
And I love it. I just love the connections.
Yeah.
So do stay in touch.
Okay, Francine.
Whoever's listening. Thank you.
Will do, doll. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show and for inspiring others. You're an amazing woman, and I appreciate so much of what you do. So.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Bless you.
Many blessings.
Oh, thank you. Take good care, and we'll talk hopefully
thank
soon.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. That's Francine Zale, again, author of the book. It's amazing. Song of the Heart. And it's really walking the path of light, making your life better, easier, less stressful, having better relationships, on and on and on. All right, folks. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and I'm out of here. Have a great day. Have a great week. We'll be back next Friday. We're going to have a real surprise for you. All right. Take good care. And as I do say, take good care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. Bye-bye.